FM。
Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, the government is unveiling its poverty action plan today, tackling the so-called working poor, people who have a job but struggle to make ends meet. One in five people faces poverty risk despite the nation's wealth. The plan includes a €45 increase in child benefit from 2027. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel and Economy Minister Lex Dellis are in San Francisco today and tomorrow. It's a working visit focusing on artificial intelligence and autonomous driving. In Tenerife, three people have died after being swept into the sea by large waves at Los Gigantes. Several people ignored warnings and climbed onto the cliffs there. Three people were injured and the search continues for one missing woman. Continuation today of negotiations for a possible peace accord between Ukraine and Russia. In London, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz are meeting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The focus is on the American peace plan, which has now been intensively discussed for a week and a half. Sticking points remain territorial questions and security guarantees. 21 people were injured in an attack at Heathrow Airport yesterday. Witnesses say four men used pepper spray to attack a woman and steal her wallet. A 31-year-old man has been arrested. Police say the perpetrators and victim knew each other, though no further background details have been released. The border dispute between Thailand and Cambodia has escalated dramatically, with Thai forces launching airstrikes on military targets in Cambodia. Thailand says the strikes were in response to attacks on its soldiers, whilst Cambodia insists its troops were fired upon first. Nearly 400,000 civilians are being evacuated from the border region. And moving to sports, and Lando Norris is Formula One world champion. Norris finished third in Abu Dhabi yesterday to claim his maiden title by just 2 points, ending Max Verstappen's four-year reign. It's Britain's first drivers' championship since Lewis Hamilton in 2020. And in cricket, Australia are on the brink of retaining the Ashes after winning the first two tests against England by 8 wickets. The third test begins in Adelaide on the 17th of December, with the hosts seeking their fourth consecutive series victory on home soil. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. We have unseasonably mild, wet and windy weather in Luxembourg this week as low pressure arrives in most of Western Europe. It's a cloudy day with stronger than usual wind gusts and rain scheduled for the early evening. The temperature's around 12 degrees now and is staying for the rest of the day.